a time for you.
No, then
how did the sugar cane meeting go?
It's tomorrow.
Oh,
I go to Baton Rouge tomorrow.
Oh, that's it.
That's what I'm telling you. You're lucky to catch me tonight. Because tomorrow night, I'm on the executive board of the Legion.
Yeah. Well, I always felt I've been blessed in many ways. I seem to get the better part of luck. Do you ever feel that way?
I guess.
You know, I've always felt that way when I was coming up. Just small things, like one time I was in a big city and my mother was trying to find me and I didn't know she was there, and she found me right in the middle of the city, just like that. I mean, it was a billion to one chance that she found me. There was a million to one at least.
In a big city, especially.
Yeah.
Especially in the big city.
She was looking. I can live with my son anywhere. I can't never put my feet on him.
He just left. I didn't know if you saw him.
Your son?
Yeah.
No, he was at the across the pool.
Before he went to the pool.
How many were in your family?
In my family?
Yeah.
Four. When I come, I had a twin sister, but she died 6 months. And we were three girls and myself. And in other words, there was four girls and myself.
What were their names?
The oldest one was Clemence, the next one was Dora, and the other one, that was me.
Did your grandpapa live here? Where was he born? I meant to ask you that.
He was born here, or locally here. I didn't know my grandfather on my mother's side. I mean, on my daddy's side. He had died. I imagine I must have been a baby. But I knew my grandfather on my mother's side. He lived quite old age. I forgot because I think it happened when he died. No, he died before I went to Paris here. My grandmother died. My grandmother and my mother's side died when I was going to LSU, 38 or 39, 40, something. And I forgot what year, but I think it's 39.
Yeah.
But it's quite the old age on my mother's side.
Yeah.
But on my grandmother, on my daddy's side, lived to be old. She was born Christmas Day.
Now tell me about her. She spoke French, right?
Just French. My mother just spoke French.
Yeah,
my mother,
she
could speak maybe one or two, you know. we mixed French and English together, and that's how she could catch some of it.
Yes.
But my grandfather and grandmother on my mother's side didn't know a word of English.
Were they, were they educated? In other words, did they get any education?
Hardly.
Yeah.
Because my daddy was younger than them, and he got but 7 years of French and 7 years of English.
Right. They farmed, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and on your father's side?
They farmed too.
Yeah. Do your folks go back? Go back any further than that, or do you remember? They go back a long time.
Yes. My grandmother moved with her daughter to Gretna, and that's why she died. She was buried there, but that's what she died. With my grandfather and grandmother on my mother's side, they
and what's going on off the coast out there?
Look at it, right underneath your thing.
Why
do
you think
I have
the television
on? Hurricane? Yeah. They have that 80 miles an hour now.
It was
gusts up to 90. That's what Nash said at 6 o'clock. He'd be coming at 8 tonight and at 9.
Who would be coming?
Nash.
He's
our reporter from Channel 8.
Meteorologist.
You think it's going to hit this?
No, it's going west to Texas, somewhere around Bronville, Texas, and I guess that. I hate to say this, but I'm glad it's going over there.
When I was down there this afternoon,
Alkene might fall, but not as bad as if this were coming.